With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. U.S. farmers that are losing money are not alone, according to data collected by the USDA. USDA economist Daniel Prager says the numbers verify the common belief that smaller farmers are more likely to be money losers.
As farms get larger, they tend to be more likely to create positive income for the farm household. We find that among farms where the operator is retired or where it's a low sales farm are most likely to have negative income. And the larger farms are most likely to be profitable, but they also incur the largest losses when there is a loss.
Prager also says that while more than half of U.S. farm households lose money on their farm operation, there are some offsetting factors.
What we're trying to get at with this report is that while looking at traditional measures of farm income, so net cash farm income from a farm operation, might suggest that a household is better off not operating that farm at all, that once we include some of these other economic benefits from owning a farm, it makes economic sense for them to continue farming.
The full report is available at USDA.gov. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.